For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Mike Cal the Shell. It's 102.5 The Bone. You like horses, Bobby? Today, from 3 to 5 at Total Wine in Tampa on 1720 North Dale Mabry, you can go see the world's famous Budweiser Clydesdales. They'll make an appearance there today, and then they'll be at the Gasparilla Pirate Fest. The Clydesdales. Kids love them. People love them. You see them in the Super Bowl commercials. The world's famous Budweiser Clydesdales will be at Total Wine in Tampa on North Dale Mabry today from 3 p.m. until the 5 p.m. Go by and pet the horses, will you?
Make sure you hold your hand flat if you're going to feed them.
Yeah, because they'll attack, dude.
Yeah, they're big. They're big animals.
Bite a finger off. There's two things that I love, wine and horses. So that's a great little thing they got going.
Yeah, that sounds like a great country album.
I was just about to say, yeah.
Wine
totally.
And horses.
Or your new podcast.
Yeah, maybe. Wine and Horses.
Wine and Horses.
Sipping on wine in a barn.
How do, everybody? Welcome to Wine and Horses. I'm your host.
I'm Cowboy Cletus.
Yeah.
And I'm Martha the Wine Expert.
They married, you know. Yeah. One loves one loves horses, one loves wine.
We never thought we'd be together.
Oh, man.
But just like most things, opposites attract.
Mm-hmm. You know what we're going to try tomorrow is a new wine that Martha just found that she is absolutely loving. And we're going to try it while we're breaking a stallion.
Oh,
we're
going
to drink it at the same time.
We're going to wrap it up. Beer and Cats is up next.
See if we can stay on for 8 seconds while we drink some wine. I have a little decibel. Oh, oh.
Breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Deathpool related breaking news.
Sure. We got a lot of music happening. A lot of sounders.
Oh, man. This is Bob Barker, The Price is Right.
Bob Barker. Come on down to hell. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, dude.
Bob Barker has had another health scare at his L.A. home that required another ambulance and paramedics to treat the legendary game show host.
92?
95. Yeah. Slip and fall at his Hollywood Hills home earlier this month. Someone called 911 and paramedics rushed over. So I guess he had another little fall.
He's got to stop slipping and falling, guy. Come on.
You know what, though? He's not even worth points anymore. He's worth 3 points. Now,
has
six
he been
points.
On the show?
Five points.
Was he 95?
Yes.
Sorry. He's 95. He's not been on the show.
Okay.
And he's going to die of old age, not some eagle coming in and ripping his eyeballs out. So he's really not worth it.
Well, he had problems from his slip and fall, and now he's got more problems with that. Yeah, he's 95 years old. But, hey, I'll take 5 points. Nobody has any points besides Spanish right now. So.
Yeah!
Spanish currently in the lead with 38 points from the death of Carol Channing.
Thank you, Carol.
First to go, and points for her age, of course. So everybody else, zero.
Take it on, Carol.
It's a good step out, first to go points, man.
Mm-hmm.
Galvin?
Yes?
You mentioned earlier, I was making a joke, and you mentioned that your hair, as you grow it out, sometimes get in an awkward phase.
Yeah.
I don't think you're in that awkward phase. Like, I don't look at you and go, what's going on with his hair? Like, we have a friend who transitioned from a man to a woman, and for a while, he was in the awkward phase.
Yeah.
She is fine.
Very
he
Peter
was in
Pan.
Awkward. Yeah.
Very Peter Pan.
You're like, come on. Oh, no.
Peter Pan's an unacceptable hairdo for a man, unless you're that guy who thinks he's Peter Pan.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to be described as Peter Pan. No.
We'd have a meeting.
It was a little bit there.
We'd have a meeting with this guy, and then we leave, and we go, what's going on? What's he doing? And I know you're probably listening to the show right now. You knew it was awkward.
Yeah.
But now that we know the plans, we go, oh, okay. Well,
good for you,
that's
guy.
We see what you were telling me.
Right. Got past it.
So are you saying you're in transition? No. What I was going to say is your hair looks fine.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But I did put up a throwback Thursday picture today.
I saw that.
Where it is, I don't even know this guy. It is Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. It is a promo picture that we have. It is John Brennan looking like he's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Dinah looking kind of sexy, me looking way skinnier, and Galvin looking fatter and weird hair. Like, you have founding father hair in this picture.
Yeah.
You have Meatloaf's brother hair.
Well, here's the problem is you don't want to combine long hair and really fat.
not without proper face hair, facial hair.
No, that doesn't work. And, you know, I'm Irish and I'm very white. And then also I'm the whitest in that picture by far.
Yeah.
And, that's something
this
else.
This is not the picture we went with, by the way.
Was it?
No, it's not. I actually commented on this and said, what the who?
Yeah, it's just, I love that because you look good now. So I think it's great to put all your awkward pictures up because you look good now. Now, if you still looked weird, we'd go, oh, man.
I commented gross because I'm not. It's before my time, and I don't.
Plus, you're very jealous of Dinah.
No, I'm not jealous of Dinah.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no way.
He's not jealous
of her. I far surpassed her in your eyes.
In my eyes, in your eyes, baby.
No, 100%. Because I remember a conversation that we had after she had left. And you were like, man, I can't believe you stuck it out. You're so much better than Dinah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Because I'm trying to build you up, trying to make you happy.
No, it was sincere. Then we hugged, and it was shortly after I signed my first contract.
I've heard him say it
before. See, thank you. Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah, but I BS both of you.
No, you were like dinosaurs.
You still have some jealousy whenever he talks about her, talks about going to the movies.
I refuse
to. And I'm going to say this. I love Dinah.
No, that also.
Still love Dinah.
You're just punishing me now. You're choosing to hurt my feelings.
I didn't say I love her. I didn't say my feelings for her are greater than mine for you, but I was good friends with Dinah.
You know what? I'm not upset about it. Not really.
Hang on. Peter Pan's texting me.
Is he really?
Yeah. I knew he was listening, or she was listening. He doesn't listen anymore. She said, I had no idea anyone knew. Yeah, well, we didn't know until after you wore your hair like Peter Pan for a couple of days. And we were like,
yeah, we didn't know. We were questioning what's going on with the hair, what's happening there. And then once... we go, okay, there you go. Growing the hair out, doing that stuff. Not what I'm doing, by the way.
Can I tell you this?
I'd make a terrible woman.
I don't think so. I think you'd be the best woman ever.
I'd be that woman in GameStop. Ma'am! It's ma'am!
That was a strong woman.
Oh.
Our friend, who is transgendered, not nearly as weird as I thought it would be after this time.
No.
Yeah.
No, right? Like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awkward. It's a difference. You know what I mean? What you're used to knowing somebody show up as a dude.
Because I remember whatever you told me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Because remember how I said it? I go, guess what I heard today? That somebody we know is going from a man to a woman. Think of who it was. And we were all trying to guess on the air.
I guess Moose.
Which it may still be true,
right,
by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And then we found out it was this person. We were like, and then we were like, all right, whatever. And then, you know, it's great to just be like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. We're cool guys. We're progressive thinking.
Right.
But it's awkward when you have somebody that you've known as one thing. Like, can you imagine if it was as simple as somebody coming in and going, tomorrow I'm going to be black.
No.
And you go, what? What does that mean? And then all of a sudden they come in there and they're either super dark tan or wearing some sort of makeup. And you go, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So think about when somebody says to you, I'm a man, and next time you see me, I'm going to be a woman. And you go, oh, boy, this
is
going
to
be. But really, after like the first couple of months, you're like, oh, yeah, that's that's.
Just give me a little time to get used to it.
Yeah.
And let me ask some questions.
But that's the main thing, I think. Yeah, I think that's the main thing is being able to talk about it and ask the questions and getting that awkwardness out.
And this person was wonderful with it. And also, it was so open about her feelings that she had inside and made us really understand that we were unaware of her unhappiness, and at times suicidal thoughts. And no one wants anybody to live like that. You want to wear a dress? Put a goddamn dress on. Do whatever makes you happy.
You know what I would love to know? And if there's somebody listening right now, if you had been in a fire or maybe had a arm or leg amputated or something that is visible where you see there's something wrong, whatever, would you be offended if you were, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Talking a little bit. And then you go, hey, what happened?
Yeah.
Would that offend you? Or would you be like, thanks for asking. Like, nobody asks, and it's just awkward because it's out there and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not asking.
Say it again. Would it be offended? What?
Say you were in a house fire.
Right.
And you had burns over 80% of your body.
Okay.
And it was clear that you had burns on your body, and I could see it. But we happened to be in an elevator or something. You just won some tickets. And I go, hey, what tickets you win? This and that, and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking a little bit. And, hey, Galvin, yeah, on the Mike Kelta show. And then I go, hey, can I ask you, what happened?
No, I'm not offended. I would imagine that it would probably be easier for me to talk to you about it than if you were just staring at me.
Yeah, well, right?
Because there's a guy that goes to my gym that it's kind of that situation. Like, he does have visible burns on his face. But obviously, like, I don't know him and I'm not working out with him, but I do see him regularly. But it's like, for me just to go up to him before ever having a conversation with him.
No, yeah.
Hey,
if,
hi,
I'm,
how are
I'm
you?
Talking what about happened? If you're having a little bit of a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, you brought that up and you were like, hey, can I ask what happened?
Yeah. In high school, I knew a guy that was dirt biking and he hit like something and he had like it was like a little scar right on his neck, right by his like where his vein would be. And I remember asking him in high school and he started crying and I was like, oh my God, I am never doing this again. Mm. Yeah.
A buddy of mine, when he was a baby, listen to this. This is crazy. When he was
transgendered?
No, he was on the floor crawling around and it was either his mom or his grandma or someone was in a rocking chair and rocked backwards over his finger and cut his fingertip off. Ugh. And so he grew up with no fingertip, like from this, you know, line all the way up. It's just like this nub thing. But then he was like, yeah, when I was a baby and, you know, no big deal. It's been enough time, whatever. Not that
it's
big of a deal.
Nub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erica just texted me and said, when you transition, everybody around you transitions as well. It just takes some people longer to adjust to it makes the most sense.
It's a process.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of liked the thought. I used to work in a movie theater with this guy, Val, and Val was a projectionist. Back then, they actually required somebody to go on there and put the movie on.
What is Val short for?
Yeah. I would assume Balance? Valerie. I think it was Valerie. Valerie's kind of like a man's name as well in some places. It's probably like a European name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And or for all I know, he could just been Val. And Val used to come in, and he looked like you can see a normal man in there, but he was very, very scarred from a burn.
Okay.
On his whole face.
Yeah.
His whole arms. He used to wear a glove with a long arm on it because his arm, I think, was still in bad shape, and he had the face bad. And the first time I saw him, keep in mind I'm 15. I'm like, hey, what's going on there? And then you find out that Val is burned because he was probably in his maybe late 50s. There was a house fire, and Val ran back into the house to save his young daughter and saved her life. And she was completely unburned, and she would come visit him a lot at work. And I would imagine that their relationship is probably great now. And if I was Val, I'd be like, hey, by the way, see this?
That's your fault. Right, yeah.
oh, my God.
But Val had a job that was perfect for him because he'd come in, say hello, and then go upstairs to his belfry and just hang out up there where nobody else could see him.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody in the public had to see him. Nobody there. So I would imagine he was very comfortable up there. But I have to tell you, after a couple of weeks working with Val, you just look like every other dude.
Yeah.
The shock is over.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, so I'd be bored. I'd go up and I'd hang out with Val and he'd show me how the machines worked. And I never was like, look at all the burn. You just get used to it.
There was a guy who used to come in whenever I used to bartend. Super nice guy. Always tipped well. Very nice. In fact, when I was just back up in Destin not too long ago, we went to McGuire's, the Irish pub there, and he actually sent drinks over to us. He was like, hey, but every time he would come in, he would shake my hand, and he had the grossest psoriasis hands. It was literally like shaking a lizard.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable and would always want to shake my hand. And I was like, you know.
He does.
You know your hands are flaky and shaky and gross.
Oh, that's gross.
But always.
He just wants to be normal. He just wants to be normal.
However.
Hello. Waving.
Just elbows
now,
out.
Now, on a different note, Lobster Boy shook my hand. But Lobster Boy.
Describe it.
Yeah. I will.
Describe it.
Lobster Boy didn't have any parts that flaked off into my hand or any open wound type feeling. Lobster Boy's hand. I shook his hand approximately. I was not married yet. I would say it's approximately 19 years ago. I shook Lobster Boy's hand on Hillsborough Avenue at a strip club that doesn't exist anymore. I was doing a gig there. And he put his hand out. I put my hand out. And before you know it, I was shaking a warm bag of mayonnaise. It's the best way to describe it. He had a puffy, soft hand. But it felt very nice.
Oh,
it was like a nice, smooth. Oh. It didn't leave anything.
Yeah, making some lobster sauce.
The worst, I talked to him, and then when he was done, he was like, well, it was nice meeting you, too. And then he gets on his hands, he shuffles away from me.
Oh,
that's the worst part.
And he ate a fish.
Oh.
Michael, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just curious if you're being sensitive or insensitive because it's your friend at the end of the day. Like, at the end of the day, he's still a man.
Biologically, his DNA makes him a man in the inside, yes. But he definitely, he's had the operation and he lives his life as a woman. So I don't have nothing to do with his friend. Just out of respect for another human being. If he wants to be a woman, I'll call him.
Yeah, I was just asking. Okay, so you're not just going to let it go and don't refute that side?
Are you asking me if I'm refuting that side?
Or are you not refuting it because it's your friend?
No, I understand how it works. I understand that somebody decides that they feel like they were born a woman on the inside and they're miserable as a man and they want to live their life as a woman. I don't whether their DNA says they're a man or a woman, if whatever, if it's going to make them happier and live a happier life for me to call you she instead of he, I don't care.
All right, that's the best answer I've heard.
Oh, I was in Publix one time. Thank you. And I saw a transgendered man transgendered into a woman and it looked like he was in his early stages. But I wanted to pull him aside and go, hey, you're not even trying. You got to shave your shoulders. Right. I mean, look, I get it, and I'm going to give you the respect that you deserve, but you got to put a little more effort into it.
Ma'am, yeah, you need to shave your shoulders.
Shave your shoulders. If you're going to wear a tank like that and try to, like, sex it up a little bit, at least shave your legs a little. Like, give us something to work with here.
Yeah, you know, who I feel bad for is, like I said earlier, I go, if I would transition, I'm 6'4". Like, good luck making me look like a woman.
Your legs, you got great legs.
But think about that, like, big guys and stuff. Like, good luck.
Well, that's the thing. This guy was very muscular.
Yeah.
And hadn't had any breast implants or anything. I think he was wearing some sort of under padding or whatever, and was very proud to be out as well. Fine, just like this. Now, this person that was in the GameStop over the holidays, the transgendered woman that was fighting with the guy behind the counter because he kept calling her sir,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah,
don't. That guy also has an extensive criminal background and has some anger issues.
Yes,
and I would bet that some transgender people probably have some, depression or anger issues as well. The world doesn't revolve around you.
Right.
We're willing to make your life as happy as our life by treating you with respect, but the world doesn't revolve around you.
But also, you have a teenage kid who's behind the counter of a GameStop who has no idea whether you're transitioning or not. You may be just a guy that wears a pink hoodie and has longer hair. Or you may identify as 12 different things. He has no idea. So I don't know whether he was necessarily trying to antagonize him, her. But yeah, that whole thing, that person just seemed like a-hole. Like, that's what I would have said. Here's what I'll call you. I'll call you idiot because you're a mean idiot.
You could be a man, a woman, or I'm going to call you jerk face.
Yeah.
That's how it
goes.
You know
what you can call a man that goes by Val? Valentino. Someone called up and said that's a...
Valentino, sure.
I think he was a Valerie. I really do. I know a man. I know a man named Valerie. It's a French name.
I know him. I had a buddy I grew up with named Val. Val Hastings Westfall was his full name.
Valkyrie, Val.
Val Kilmer?
Oh.
Val Kilmer,
I forgot about him.
Val Kilmer is short for what?
Let's see. Figure it out, everybody.
Val Kilmer was born Valerie... Val Edward Kilmer.
Yeah, just Val.
Oh, no. Valentine.
Valentine.
Valentine Edward Kilmer. Oh, listen, think of him in his really sexy days.
Right.
Before he was fat faced and had a full throat. He was Valentine Kilmer.
He was very sexy.
VK. He was a very handsome man.
He really was.
Valentine Kilmer.
I saw the movie Real Genius was on the other day. I really enjoyed that movie.
I've never seen it. I know what you're
You've
talking
never
about.
Seen Real Genius.
I was already grown up.
Oh, sorry.
Our friend Erica, our transgender friend, said you could be a model.
I could?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Like a transgender model?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try it out.
Gregorina?
Yeah.
Did you just come up with that at the top of your head?
No, I think about it all the time. Galvin as a woman, Gregorina.
He's 6'4", 6'8", with heels.
Mm-hmm. I talk to him sometimes.
Please welcome Gregorina.
Hello, Gregorina. Matt, I'm sorry I hung up on you.
Oh, man.
Joey, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up? But Matt, you can call back. What's up, Joey?
I was going back to what Galvin said about people asking stuff, if you've noticed something. Mm-hmm. I got bit by a dog about 5 years ago in the chin.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty noticeable. And I'd go in public, and, you know, after a while, it was like, all right, you can ask if you want. But, like, there was this one old man in Walmart. He just kept staring at me. And eventually I'm like, what? Yes, I see this monstrosity on my face. I understand. You can ask me about it if you want. And he just kind of, you know, got all nervous and then walked off. But I only had like maybe two people ask me. And it was pretty noticeable.
And how do they ask you? Do they go, what the hell happened to you? Or do they give you, what's going on over there?
I did have a couple of what the hell happened to your face. I had some people like, if you don't mind me asking what happened to your face, you know. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I'd rather you ask instead of people just stare at me. Like,
right. How bad is it, though? How disfigured is your chin?
I'm good now. There's a noticeable scar on like my lip and like the middle of my chin. But at the time, with the stitches and everything and just the way it looked and like how fat my lip was, it was pretty bad.
You ever think about making up a story when people ask you?
I did think about that, but I didn't.
I would just be like, instantly I would go, what happened to your face, Gator?
Yeah.
Gator. Oh, I would just make up something.
My dad used to say, why so serious?
Yeah, oh, my God, dude.
Hey, I had like these little, they weren't pimples, but they kind of looked like a colorless pimple on my nose. I had one that grew on my nostril on the outside.
Sexy.
Yeah, right? And I went and looked, the doctor looked at it. He goes, that's just when you get older, your skin does that. And then I had another one grow like on the other side, almost like a matching one. And then one of my best friends is a plastic surgeon. So I went in there one day. I go, can you look at these things? He goes, let's just take them off. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I can take them off. I go, all right, when? He goes, right now. I'll take them off. I go, okay. So he cut them off, and then he stitched them closed right there. So for like 2 weeks, I had three little areas with stitches, one on my eye and two on my nose. I was over it in the first hour. And then everywhere I went, I'm sure people were looking, but I didn't care. Sometimes I'd walk into a conversation and I'd go, hey, just so you know, I had some things removed. Because you know that they're wondering what happened.
Just so you know, UFC fighter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I did, don't forget, I did put the picture on of the dead Bobcat and told everybody that I fought the Bobcat.
That was great.
Thank you for your call, sir.
There is a guy on Twitter who is a listener. He says, as a paraplegic, if somebody is talking to me and asks, that's not too bad. But if you just walk up and you're like, what happened to you? he's going to tell you what you are.
Matt, there you are. Sorry about that, buddy.
No problem. I was going to mention, because I used to go to a Publix where there was clearly what looked like a woman, but she had like an accent, like she was from Germany or something like that. And where I kind of had an issue is she was either like a manly woman or she was a man transitioning to the woman. And either way, I really didn't care. But I found like sometimes when I go with coworkers or myself, we would kind of like try to figure out like, so what are we like, you know, not that I would say they should wear some sort of like label. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But like just so I maybe just do something a little different where I could clearly, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, and you don't want to be rude, but you kind of want to know.
Yeah. Right? And like I said, the German accent didn't help it because I'm like, well, because she was muscular, but not to the point where I'm like, that's definitely a man.
All right, so I had the same situation. Let me tell you what I did. You ready for this? There's a person that works at a place that I go to often that I see, and I'm like, also has a thick accent, a European accent. So I'm like, I don't know if that is a large European woman or a transgender woman. Either way, acceptable. Doesn't look like, to me, didn't look like a man or anything like that, but it looked like a little bit of a more manly of a woman. Okay. But not, you know what I mean? So I couldn't care. I talked to the lady for a long time, didn't know. And then I mentioned it to my wife, and she's like, oh, yeah, that totally used to be a guy. I go, how do you know totally? What did you check? And she goes, no, you could just tell. I go, I can't tell. I just think I've met a lot of, foreign women that are more masculine than you would think, you know? And she's like, no, totally. So I was so curious that I had to go find another employee there that I knew his Facebook page, then keep going through the friends list till I found that person. I stalked that person.
Yeah.
And then found out that my wife is right. That person used to be a man and is now a woman. So I was like, and then I went, and then I went like this. Blue. I am.
Sex sleuth.
I was going to say I have something to do with private dick, but I don't want to get in trouble. No. So. thank you, sir. Yeah, I'll find you. And then you know what I did with that information? Nothing. But it's a little bit of a satisfaction.
When I worked in the nightclub, there was a transgender person, male to female, that used to come in and looked feminine, but you could tell probably was a male and then now identifies as female and stuff. But makeup and do the whole thing, whatever. Air Force guys loved her, man. And I'm almost positive that at least 85% of them knew.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, no, I didn't know. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it was unbelievable because I used to talk to her about it. I go, how many of them know? And she goes, most of them know. But they will pretend like they don't know.
Just like, don't tell my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I know I've told this story before, but when I worked for CBS, there was somebody there that was transitioning, and they said, hey, we're going to have an all-staff meeting at 11 o'clock today. And we're like, oh, God, what's going on? We're getting sold. What's happening? And then they brought me in the office, and they said, we're going to tell you first. I go, why? And they go, because we don't want you to react.
Like, okay. They know you well.
And they were like, react here.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, this is 2002. And they were like, this person? I go, yeah. And they're like, is changing from a man to a woman. They didn't even really have transgender at that point. And I went, shut your face. And they were like, oh, yeah. And I go, then what is the meeting about? And they said, this person wants to announce it themselves to everybody. And I went,
well, oh, way to take that away from them.
No, but they just told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also taking away, I'm becoming a woman. What?
Yeah. Me being the one to go, shut up. So then I'll never forget Ray Bryant was the engineer. Not to change. Ray was an engineer, and Ray was real nervous. He goes, what's this meeting about? Do you know? I go, yes, Ray. In fact, I do know. And he goes, is it bad? Is it bad? I go, no, it's so good. It's so good. He goes, tell me. I go, I can't tell you, but I want you to stand directly across from me.
Yes.
So that when the announcement comes, I want to see your face. Oh, still one of the best pleasures of my life.
Awesome.
Watching Ray's face as this person proclaimed to the world that they were. Then I went, shortly after that, this person grew their hair a little bit longer. Got fingernails, fake nails, and was dressing like as a woman, which was weird for us because it kind of advanced it a little too far.
Right.
And then we went to a strip club one night, a bunch of us, including this man who was transitioning, and one of my other drunk buddies didn't know, was grinding up on her and all that. And he leaned in and he goes, does he know? And I go, no, nobody's going to tell him, so just shut your mouth.
And also,
that's right, Kurt, talking about you.
Yeah.
And also Brent, who used to work with you.
Oh, Brent was like the sweetest guy, and he was definitely accepting of everything. And Brent could not. Brent had a problem, and he's like, hey, dude, can you show? And then didn't want to call him dude. And then he was like, I'm sorry, bro. Oh, dude. He dude bro'd him like six times, trying not.
No.
Yeah, hilarious.
That is not the vortex you want to wind up in.
All right. Well, I don't know how we got on this subject. But it's a nice little lesson.
We're talking about people with visible scars and handicaps and being able to ask them about it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but how do we get on that topic?
That's what we're all secretly thinking about. Jason, you work for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No, I work for TSA.
Oh, not TSO, Carmen, TSA.
Okay.
What's up, Jason? Are you getting paid yet?
No, not yet.
So why are you going to work still? Like, what's motivating you to go in knowing you're not going to get paid?
We took an oath, so that's...
An oath to who? They took an oath too, saying that they would pay you.
You're right. But I mean, I could not go to work, and then everybody would not be able to fly, and
good.
Probably done the shutdown.
Listen, you're a better man than I am, but good. Aren't you? At what point are you going to go? We've had enough. We are the pawns in this person's chess game, and we're the ones suffering while both of them go sleep in $1 million homes. We're the ones that are not eating and not getting our paychecks.
I agree. I mean, I guess that whenever it affects me more than, you know, the one or two paychecks right now. So I'm not.
Hey, look, you're a good man. I'm not knocking you. Instead of contracts, they should make us take an oath in this place because that's the way to go. You really. All right. Anyway, so how's it going? What can we do for you?
Yeah, well, I was just chiming in on the whole like transgender thing and how we deal with it at the airport and stuff. It's a little. We have some people that get upset with us because when they walk into the body scanner, they hit male or female, and sometimes they walk in and we don't know how they present themselves, and we're supposed to do it how they present themselves, but we are not really 100% sure. And so we push male or female, and there's been multiple occasions with multiple officers that have pushed the wrong button, and sometimes they literally push the wrong button with them and they get upset about it.
So you have to push a button?
Yeah, like we have to, you know, we have to scan one for male and one for female because of the anatomy. So,
by the way, just so you know, we are not aware of that.
Yeah.
I recently went through that and had no idea.
No idea.
So I don't think
it's public knowledge. You can see it. It's nothing secretive. It's public knowledge and what we do. It's
I pay attention less because I don't mind the inconvenience. The guys are blowing their feet up on planes and all that. I'm like, I don't like to wait in line, but I don't mind the inconvenience. But let me ask you this: you guys looking at our wings when we go in, when we go through that?
No, that was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Because I get very nervous because my thing tends to acorn when I go in that, when I travel, because it wants to be in comfort mode, so it goes back in its little home. And I'm always afraid that when I go through, because a lot of TSA guys recognize me, and then I'm like, I think they're like, hey, was that Calta? Yeah, let's go pull up his ween, see what it looks like. And notice I say it's all the guys doing it, not the girls. None of the girls are like, let's see what his penis looks like. So, and I think you guys sit back and have a chuckle, like you're having a beer at work, and you're like, guess whose ween this is, and you throw it out there.
No, I mean, I've patted down Orlando before, and I patted down actually Fat Joe before. That was pretty fun.
Fat Joe? I don't mind the pat downs. And when they're like, do you want a private pat? I go, no, I want everybody to watch us. Let's do this now. I mean, look, for some reason, I have an area on my lower, like my belly on the left side, like around waistline, that beeps all the time. And I never wear a belt. Mostly when I travel, I wear like basketball shorts, and it always beeps. I must have some piece of BB floating around in there or something.
Alien implant.
Please tell them you're well endowed.
I'm not, though.
Jason, what if you were like a guy was walking through there, scan, and you hit female, and then he came out the other side female?
I would probably be a little more wealthy than now. Be able to do something like that.
Hey, look, for the good of the country, I don't want to make a big deal of this, but Orlando likes to hide his drugs in his butt, so just keep that in mind. Next time. All right, thank you. Yeah, double check him. Yeah. Wear two things of gloves, though. Mm-hmm. Orlando is known to travel with heroin in his
wow.
Record.
Oh, yeah. What?
Orlando Davis, what?
You don't
Wild 94-1. Doesn't do the drugs, he's just a mule.
Right, yeah. Totally. Yeah, makes sense.
That's where he gets his money from.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, is that not supposed to say that? I have to give some love to Danielle Collins. Do you know who Danielle Collins is?
Danielle Collins.
That is Phil Collins' younger sister.
I mean, if it is, I'm very surprised. Mm-hmm. She is set to win the Australian Open. She's killing it, and she's from St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah?
She went to school here in St. Pete, got a scholarship to the University of Florida, then left there to go to West Virginia to play tennis, you know, professionally. And she was bouncing around playing. She'd never won a, what do they call it?
Open.
As Grand Slam.
Okay.
And now she is crushing it in the Australian Open, and she is hot. Like, she's got beautiful face. She's got big teeth. Yeah, right? And she's got a big mouth. She's my type of girl.
She's in good shape, too.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, she's in great shape.
Yeah.
And she's smoking everybody. So good way to represent the St. Petersburgers and the Tamponeers and the people in the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
Good luck to you, Danielle. All right. I must take a break, and then we will come back and wrap this show up. We were going to do our personality test, but one of us forgot to take it. So tomorrow we will do the review on that. We have no comedian tomorrow?
No.
I'd like to know who the comedians are that we turned down. Do you know?
I know the one at Side Splitters was Greg Hahn.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Greg Hahn's really good friends with
Tosh,
which is amazing to me because, well, how I could love one so much and hate the other one. Greg Hahn's one of those guys that says a joke and then looks behind him like to see who's laughing at him.
Thomas, nephew Tommy Miles.
Nephew Tom. Let me guess. White guy?
Of course.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.